Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep into AI today. Well, more specifically, into how to get the most out of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It's all based on this guide, MIGAI book, your guide to AI mastery. And it's got some pretty cool stuff in it. So, like, one thing that really caught my eye is this idea of using personas when you're working with ChatGPT. So, like, kind of instructing it to act as if it were a financial analyst or history professor.
It's pretty powerful.
That
small change can make a big difference. I mean, you're essentially giving it a specific role to play. So instead of just being this generic AI, it's taking on a particular identity, and that influences how it communicates and even the information it prioritizes.
Okay. So give me an example. Like, how would I use that in a real prompt?
Well, imagine you're trying to understand blockchain. Instead of just asking, explain blockchain, you could say, explain blockchain to me like I'm a high school student, or explain blockchain like you're a college professor talking to a group of investors.
Oh, okay, I see.
And ChatGPT will tailor its response accordingly.
Interesting. Yeah, so it's not just about the information itself.
Right.
It's about how that information is presented and who it's being presented to.
Exactly. You're getting the same basic facts, but the way ChatGPT explains them, the examples it uses, the level of detail it goes into, all of that changes based on the persona you give it.
So it's like having a team of experts on call.
Yeah.
But they all happen to be ChatGPT.
Exactly. Each with their own unique style and area of expertise.
Okay, that's cool. Another thing I thought was interesting in the guide was this concept of chain of thought prompting.
Oh, Kitty.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's especially useful for complex tasks where you need to understand the reasoning behind ChatGPT's answer.
So instead of just giving me an answer,
right,
it would show its work.
Exactly. It breaks down its thought process step by step so you can see how it arrived at the conclusion.
Oh, that's handy. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, the book gives this great example using oranges. Imagine you ask, John has three oranges and buys two bags with four oranges each. How many oranges does he have now?
Okay.
Normally, ChatGPT would just say 11, but with Kadi prompting, it would say something like, first, we find the total in the bags. Two bags by four orange bag equals eight oranges. Then we add that to the original amount. Eight oranges plus three oranges equals 11 oranges. Therefore, John has 11 oranges.
Wow, that's
I
mean, that's much more helpful in a lot of ways.
It is, especially if you're trying to learn something new or understand a complex process.
Okay, so when would you say ChatGPT prompting is most effective?
It really shines when you're dealing with problems that have multiple steps or involve logic and calculations, or when you're trying to learn how to solve a particular type of problem.
Gotcha. So it's not always necessary, but it's a really powerful tool to have in your arsenal. Okay, so moving on, MIGAI book also talks about this idea of structuring prompts in a specific way. They call it the persona, context, and goal framework.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial. It basically ensures you're giving ChatGPT all the information it needs to give you the most relevant and useful response.
Okay, break that down for me. What does each element mean?
So persona is what we talked about earlier, right? Like having ChatGPT act as a specific expert.
Right, right.
Then context is all about providing background information or a specific scenario for the task. Like if you're asking it to write a blog post, you'd give it the topic and maybe some key points you want to cover. And finally, goal is just clearly stating what you want ChatGPT to do. You know, write a poem, summarize an article, create a code snippet, whatever it is you need.
Okay, and they all work together to create a super specific prompt, which leads to better results.
Exactly. And that's really the key takeaway here. The more specific and clear your prompts are, the more effective ChatGPT will be. You're guiding it, not just throwing random requests at it.
Gotcha. So it's about treating it more like a partner.
Absolutely.
Than a magic eight ball.
Exactly.
All right. So we've covered personas, chain of thought prompting, and this persona context goal framework. What else does MIGAI book have to say about maximizing our ChatGPT game?
Well, one thing they really emphasize is clarity and avoiding ambiguity in your prompts.
Ah, so like being really specific about what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Vague prompts lead to generic answers, which isn't helpful. They use this example. Instead of asking, tell me about renewable energy, you might say, compare and contrast the cost effectiveness of solar and wind energy for residential use in the last 5 years.
Oh, right. Okay.
You see the difference.
Yeah. It's like one's super general and the other one is laser focused.
Exactly. And that leads us to another important tip from the book, breaking down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Okay. That sounds practical.
It is. Let's say, for example, you want ChatGPT to create a marketing plan for a new line of eco-friendly cosmetics. Instead of asking for the whole plan at once, you could break it down. Like,
right.
First, identify the target audience for eco-friendly cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Then outline three key marketing channels to reach this audience. And finally, give me five creative campaign slogans that highlight the product's sustainability features.
Ah, so it's like creating a step-by-step roadmap for ChatGPT to follow.
Exactly. And it makes the whole process less overwhelming both for you and for ChatGPT. You're guiding it, ensuring that each piece of the puzzle fits together logically.
Okay, I like that. So to recap, we've got using personas, chain of thought prompting, structuring prompts clearly, avoiding ambiguity, and breaking down complex tasks.
Yep, that's a good summary.
So far.
Yeah.
What else should we know about getting the most out of ChatGPT?
Well, Make iBook also delves into this really interesting concept called priming.
Priming.
Yeah, it's basically like setting the stage for ChatGPT.
Oh.
Giving it specific guidelines and expectations for its response. You're basically setting some boundaries and expectations up front.
Oh, okay, I see. So like if I ask you to summarize a movie,
right?
I might say, but keep it under 5 minutes.
Exactly. And only tell me the main plot points.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's the same idea with ChatGPT.
Okay, so how would I use that in a real prompt? Give me an example.
Okay. Let's say you want ChatGPT to come up with some slogans for a new line of vegan sneakers.
Okay.
You could say something like, generate five creative campaign slogans for a new line of vegan sneakers, focus on the sustainability and ethical aspects of the brand, and keep the slogans concise, no more than 7 words each.
Ah, okay. So you're not just saying, give me slogans.
Right.
You're giving it a very specific framework to work within.
Exactly. You're priming it to focus on certain aspects, maintain a specific tone, and even adhere to length constraints.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. And I bet that leads to much more targeted and usable output.
It does. And speaking of expanding ChatGPT's capabilities, have you heard about plugins?
Yeah, I've heard the term, but I don't really know what they are.
Okay. Well, plugins are like giving ChatGPT superpowers.
Okay.
They basically connect it to other apps and services,
so
it can do way more than just generate text.
Okay, so what kind of things can I do with plugins?
Well, imagine being able to book a flight or reserve a table at a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Directly within your ChatGPT conversation.
Seriously?
Yeah. There are plugins for things like Expedia, OpenTable, Instacart, you name it.
So I could, like, plan my whole weekend getaway.
Yeah.
Using just ChatGPT.
Flights, hotels, dinner reservations, activities. You can do it all without ever leaving the chat.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing, right?
That's incredible. Okay, so what other kinds of plugins are out there?
Oh, there's tons. There's one for Real From Alpha, which gives ChatGPT access to all sorts of scientific data and computational power. So you can ask it complex math questions, get scientific explanations, even generate code. And then there's Zapier, which lets you connect ChatGPT to thousands of other apps so you can automate all sorts of tasks.
So like the possibilities are pretty much endless.
They really are. It's like having a personal assistant, a research librarian, and a creative brainstorming partner all rolled into one.
It's mind-blowing, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Personas, HOT prompting, structuring prompts, avoiding ambiguity, breaking down tasks, priming, and now these amazing plugins. Anything else we absolutely need to know about getting the most out of ChatGPT?
Well, Make iBook also highlights the importance of follow-up prompts.
Okay.
A lot of people treat ChatGPT like a one-and-done thing. You ask a question, you get an answer, you move on.
Yeah.
But the real magic happens when you engage in a back-and-forth conversation.
Oh, so like refine the responses.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask follow-up questions, request clarification, even challenge ChatGPT's answers. You can ask it to expand on a point, provide different perspectives, adjust its tone or style.
Oh, I see. So it's like a collaborative process.
Yes. You're working together to refine and evolve the output.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine you've asked ChatGPT for some blog post ideas about personal finance.
Okay.
You could then follow up with, can you focus specifically on topics relevant to millennials struggling with student loan debt? Or give me three catchy headlines for each of these blog post ideas.
So you're taking that initial output and shaping it into something even more useful and targeted.
Precisely. And this iterative process can lead to some really amazing results. You're essentially guiding ChatGPT towards your ultimate goal.
That makes a lot of sense. I never really thought about using ChatGPT that way. It's like, I always saw it as this tool for quick answers.
Yeah.
But it can be so much more than that.
It can. It's a powerful tool for creativity, exploration, and problem solving.
Okay, so this is all really fascinating. But before we go too far down the rabbit hole, I want to step back for a second and talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
Like, what does all this mean for us, for humans, in the age of AI?
It's a big question, right? And one that we need to be thinking about carefully.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of fear and uncertainty surrounding AI.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to jobs and the idea of machines becoming too intelligent.
It's understandable that people are concerned. We're talking about a technology that has the potential to reshape society as we know it.
Right. So what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, I think it's important to approach AI with a balanced perspective. Yes, there are risks, but there are also incredible opportunities. Instead of viewing AI as a threat, we should see it as a tool. A powerful tool that can augment our own capabilities and help us solve some of the world's most pressing challenges.
So it's not about AI replacing humans.
No.
But about humans and AI working together.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where AI complements human ingenuity and creativity.
Can you give me an example of what that might look like?
Sure. Imagine a world where AI handles all the repetitive, data-heavy tasks, freeing up humans to focus on things like innovation, strategy, emotional intelligence, the things that machines aren't good at.
Okay.
AI becomes a partner, helping us to be more efficient, more creative, and ultimately more human.
I like that. It's a much more optimistic view of the future.
I think it's a realistic view. We have the power to shape how AI develops and how it's used. It's up to us to ensure that it aligns with our values and goals as a society.
That's a really important point. We can't just sit back and let things happen. We need to be actively involved in shaping the future of AI.
Absolutely. And that starts with education and open dialogue. The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions about its development and use.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. Yeah. I'm feeling a lot more hopeful about the potential of AI.
Me too. And I think it's really important to share this message of optimism and empowerment. AI isn't something to be feared. It's a tool that we can use to create a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
And Make iBook really helps to make that clear, right? It demystifies AI, gives people the tools they need to take control of this technology.
It does. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to understand and harness the power of AI.
Okay, so before we move on to our final thoughts for this deep dive, I just want to say thank you to our listeners for joining us on this journey into the world of ChatGPT and AI. We hope you've learned something new and that you're feeling inspired to explore these tools and see how they can enhance your own life.
Yeah, we really encourage you to keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
Now, to wrap things up, we want to leave you with one final thought to ponder.
All right.
As you continue to explore the world of AI, consider this.
Okay.
What if, instead of seeing AI as a threat, we saw it as an opportunity?
An opportunity for what?
An opportunity to, like, augment our own capabilities, you know, to solve problems in new ways, to connect with each other on a deeper level.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about shifting our perspective.
Exactly. It's not about humans versus machines.
Right.
It's about humans and machines working together.
Like a partnership.
Yeah, a collaboration.
To create something better.
Exactly. Yeah. Something bigger than either of us could achieve alone.
That's a powerful idea.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's something that Make iBook really gets at, I think.
They do. They emphasize that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Right. It's all about how we choose to use it.
Exactly. We have the power to shape the future of AI. It's up to us to decide what role it plays in our lives and in society.
And that starts with understanding it, right?
Yes. Education is key.
Mm-hmm.
We need to demystify AI, make it accessible to everyone so that we can all be part of this conversation.
And that's what makes resources like Make iBook so valuable, I think.
They do a great job of breaking down complex concepts and making them easy to understand.
Yeah, they do.
It's like they've created a user manual for the future.
I like that. A user manual for the future. So for our listeners who are feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all this talk of AI, what advice would you give them?
I'd say start small. Don't try to learn everything at once.
Right.
Pick one tool or platform that interests you.
Like ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT is a great starting point. Mm-hmm. And just play around with it.
Experiment.
Yeah, don't be afraid to make mistakes.
That's how we learn.
Exactly. It's all about exploration and discovery.
And remember, there are tons of resources available to help you along the way.
Absolutely. Online tutorials, articles, communities.
Books like Make iBook.
Yeah, you don't have to go it alone.
And as you start to get more comfortable with AI,
mm-hmm.
think about how you can use it to make a positive impact.
In your own life.
In your community.
Yeah, in the world.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
They really are. We're just at the beginning of this AI revolution.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It is. And it's up to all of us to shape this future.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Make iBook, your guide to AI mastery.
It's been a great conversation.
It has. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in.
We hope you found this episode insightful.
And inspiring.
And that you're feeling empowered to explore the world of AI and see what amazing things you can create.
We'll see you next time.